Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm so glad 2023 is over. Not because, you know, we're onto a new year and onto new things, but 2023, I feel like, was the year of all of the big celeb couples breaking up. I felt like one week after another, we were getting a headline of a divorce we didn't see coming or a breakup from people who've been together for forever. So Sofia Vergara, she was a part of that. And she's now coming out and actually revealing what led to her divorce to Joe Manganiello. Basically, she said it came down to age and what they wanted in life. In a new interview with Spanish newspaper El País, she revealed that they weren't on the same page when it came to expanding their family. She said, "My marriage broke up because my husband was younger. He wanted to have kids and I didn't want to be an old mom. I feel like it's not fair to the baby. I respect whoever does it, but that's not for me anymore."
How do you not have that discussion before you get married?
I was going to say, it feels like a cop out to me.
Because, like, she has, she had a child young and she has a son that's in his 20s. He's gorgeous, just like his mama. He may be older than that. I'm not 100% sure, but, like, before the two of you marry, like, she obviously knew she has her child. She doesn't want another one. So why would you get married?
First of all, those two should be mandatory that they make new kids. They're both too beautiful. The government should step in and go, "You guys, you two right there, you got your crap together and you're really good looking, have more kids." That's a conversation you obviously have to have beforehand.
And and going into this relationship, like, she with her ex, if I'm remembering the story correctly and I have the right person, she has frozen embryos and she was fighting for those with her ex because he wanted them. And she's like, "No, like, you can't do anything with those. Like, no more kids." So if all that's happening and you're with, like, so Joe knows, unless he was like, he was cool with it. And then all of a sudden he's like, "No, I do want a kid." Mm-hmm. And he changed his mind. And obviously she's not going to. And then that's why the whole thing imploded.
I'm also
going to
challenge you on the first thing you said there. And I know today is a day that you shouldn't be challenged on anything based on what we did earlier this morning. But I think that when you look back at the year and you're like, "Oh, there were so many celebrity breakups last year, more than it's only because they were the latest ones." I just looked up 2022 celebrity breakups. There were 51 of them in 2022.
Okay.
But I think because it's 2 years ago, we don't remember those. We just remember the ones from last year, you know?
Well, I think it's because the couples that did break up were so iconic. I mean, sure, there may be a lot of C-list celeb breakups, but it's not necessarily front page news. But, like, when Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn break up, I mean, that's huge. Also, Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello. I mean, these are A-listers.
How about Tom Brady and Giselle?
Exactly.
That's
that was 2022. But there were more. So it just felt like a lot and a lot at once. So that was my take on 2023. 2024 is the year of love. So
today is the day to debate with Abby. Anything you want to debate with Abby, you are going to win.
Anything you say.
Please don't. I feel like I'm lifting very heavy mental weight. I'm just trying not to slip out a swear word. Okay, Ken Jennings says that Emma Stone would make a good Jeopardy contestant. So this happened a couple weeks ago. Emma Stone said that she felt like she would do really well on Jeopardy. She says she applies every June and that she doesn't want to do celeb Jeopardy. She wants to do it like the regular folk.
That's my favorite show. That's my dream. You know, I apply every June.
And nothing?
I've never got
a celebrity?
Like, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to be. I don't want to go on Celebrity Jeopardy. I really want to earn my stripes. I would like to go on Real Jeopardy.
So what she really is saying, like, I want to go up against intelligent people, not intelligent celebrities.
There are some very intelligent celebrities.
That's what she is saying. Yeah.
She's like, I want the kid that went to MIT, you know, not like a celeb. But Ken Jennings actually said that Emma would make a really good contestant. She just has to keep on trying until she gets it.
Yeah, she says she wants to be, and she doesn't want to be on Celebrity. She wants Jeopardy. To be on, like, real, original recipe Jeopardy. We would take her at a heartbeat. No, I think she would have to go through the same tests. I think she might have a leg up, though. She's probably pretty good on camera.
I just don't see why they wouldn't pick her. It's Emma Stone or, like, a normie. I don't know. What's going to do better for ratings?
That's brave. I don't want no part of Jeopardy.
No. Mm-mm. Man, you feel so justified and validated when you get one right, even if it's the $100 one.
Even if it take you 2 years to get one.
All right, he got sent to the hospital after an insect bite. I'll tell you what actor said it made him feel like he was having a heart attack on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.